I love how it's closer to me. I don't mind going down, southwest, south Nat Stadium,
Yep.
but K Street, right down the street. Love it.
Right down the street. Come on through.
Right down the street. I might don't make it tonight, but I hope everybody else make it tonight. Cause like I said, I am geriatric currently. So
I
that's
hear
what's going on with me.
that. I hear
We are too
that.
young to be called geriatric. Hit the streets.
Well, you can't party like you used to, though. At least I can't.
No,
I gotta push.
I cannot party. The recovery is just a little bit longer. Just
Exactly.
the recovery. It just
Takes me
takes
a
you
little bit
out,
longer.
or it takes you out.
I have to
But
plan it. I have to plan it now. Like it has to be planned. It could be
absolutely.
unplanned. It could be a, Wednesday after work
Right.
all night and I'm good. Thursday popped up just fine.
Oh, I used to cl remember going to the docks. I used to be the one that's like, oh, if you coming with me, I'm staying till 6 in the morning. You with
So be
me.
prepared.
So be prepared. If you
Need
riding with me, we not leaving till 6. Okay. So just I just want to make that clear. I was like, how in the world did I and then drive 45, 50 minutes back home being young and under influences? What?
Good times.
Good
I
time.
hope in our 40s we all get to have even more fun, all the different types of fun. And the thing that makes me feel the best and gives me the most fun is giving,
Yes.
is donating. When you give, you feel great. So please call 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739 to make your donation to keep WPFW FM sustainable. Or you could just directly cash app us at $WPFWFM. We're going to go into our sermonic selection. Oh, that's not me. Okay, great. So.
Wait on You, Elevation Worship, and Maverick City.
Okay, great.
So this is the Fellowship Hall, the sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out, and you're listening to J Flower Foster, Dafo, and myself, Jay Barber, on WPFW 89.3 FM. We thrive on your support all year long and especially during our fund drives. So go ahead, participate, and put your offering in the collection plate by calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can hit up the website at WPFWFM.org and click donate. Also, cash app us at $WPFWFM or text WPFW to 801-801.
Hey,
I don't believe in fairy tales. I guess I've outgrown them. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. Cause I've seen it in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said it, you'll perform it. May not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Every step, yeah, you are. the author, but there's no predicting what is next. But you hold the future, and all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true, yeah. Well, you've always been true, so I'm gonna
Awesome. I feel like it's so funny when you hear music. That was Wait on You by Maverick City, which is a new gospel group. And I admit I don't listen to a lot of new gospel, but a friend shared that song with me. And it spoke to me a lot because of the storytelling of it. I don't believe in fairy tales, but you gave the answer or something like that. And as we go through Valentine's Day, as we go through societal upheaval, a lot of financial insecurities thanks to our new administration, I think it's a song that speaks to patience and a song that speaks to trust, and we can all use a little bit of that right now. I'm super happy to hear that song and to even hear that when sometimes when things get a little crazy as they are right now, it's an opportunity for all of us to lean into our creativity, lean into our spiritual gifts, lean into who we really are, and what we know we've been called to do with a certain amount of fearlessness. And that's why I'm so glad today to share that song with you all. Again, that was Wait on You by Maverick City. And I just have to say that's almost 13 minutes long. So you all just heard 2 minutes. Y'all know how gospel songs, they just start getting, for like an hour. So definitely check it out. And I thought it was an apt song for our special guest today.
Yes, yes, we have a very, very, very special guest this evening, Asha Boom Santee. Asha grew up in California and then Houston, came to Washington, D.C. to attend Howard University on a basketball scholarship and has been here ever since. While studying at Harvard, Asha founded her own company, Note to Self, to house all of their artistic endeavors from music to apparel. Asha is a multidisciplinary artist as a musician, visual artist, product designer, educator, and more. They play in a multitude of bands, but we'll just name two, Boom Scat and the Culottes, and tours with Grammy-winning R&B artist, Maya. Asha's latest endeavor is a wellness brand called Mecision. Within that wellness brand are products, merch, and events that speak to decision fatigue, personal empowerment, and overall mindfulness. Everybody, welcome Asha Boom Santee to the Fellowship Hall.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. How are you? How are you feeling today, Asha? How's your world?
My world is all right today. My world is all right today. Happy to be off today, off from the school, but on other things.
How about it?
Yeah, today's been good. Got to move my body a little bit. Got to do some work. I think I ate some pretty good snacks and a breakfast. I think I'm doing all right.
Amazing. So yeah, let's just get into it. Mecision, what made you come up with Mecision, your new wellness brand? Tell us about it.
Okay, well, Mecision, it's something that I've had to wake up every day to and say yes. I had no intentions on starting a wellness brand. But 6 years ago, I was suffering from burnout. And I created a tool that provided wellness actions accompanied by time with playlists to help me make better self-care decisions. I was constantly confused with self-care and treat yourself, you know, kind of days. So I was doing more treating myself than actually caring for myself. And that took me on a dive into, okay, well, what are some things that I can do every day that I won't get tired of doing that need to be done every day in a practice? And what are some manageable, attractive time frames that I can put towards that with, you know, my busy schedule? And that's how the Mecision Cubes were born. It has been a process of 6 years of getting to our launch date, which was January 1st. And lastly, I knew that when I started Mecision, I was like, oh, you are going to need people. I have been running, you know, Note to Self for 15 years by myself, but I didn't want to mess this thing up because I knew it was something special. So this past 6 years has been a process of believing in myself a little bit deeper, but also building a team and a community that could help me bring this thing to the world.
Amazing. Amazing. He says something. Sometimes treating yourself isn't self-care. I like that because it's like you can get into the cycle of, oh yeah, let's go out for this ice cream. Let's go out for these drinks. Let's do this. Let's do that. It's like, that's not necessarily self-care. You just about to be, you know, putting on unnecessary pounds and all lit all the time. And you're not working on it. You know, it's just like, what? So I really appreciate that. And then you said you allowed yourself to need others in your like business and endeavors and all of that. So that's the thing. How was that, like, letting go of all of that control? Because I know you're a Virgo, a triple Virgo, are we? But yes,
you're lying. Your sun, your moon, and your rising is in Virgo.
You know, we need to take a look at it again. I'm not sure if all the charts look the same, but I looked at one chart, and whatever them first three joints was, they all said Virgo, and I just closed it out from there. I was just like, all right, well, that's what it is. It could be a sun, it could be a moon, it could be a star. I know three of them are Virgo.
Okay, hurt. We got to investigate.
We'll dissect that later. We'll dissect that later.
Got to investigate.
But the process of team building is ongoing. Like I said, I have been doing my own photo shoots, managing my own website, doing my own taxes, designing the merch, printing it, running inventory, setting up the events. It was just something that I had to start doing, but kind of got good at doing it all, but didn't realize that I was burning myself out in the process. And so throughout that process, learning how to delegate has been a challenge because everything still feels like, oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll make that update on the website. Oh, I'll design that flyer. Oh yeah, I'll get that shirt made, you know. So it's a work in progress, but it's also very freeing because I'm also getting to work with people who are actual professionals in all of these areas. And so things end up better, you know, when I collaborate more. And so, you know, I'm still learning that as my team is growing, but it's definitely a challenge because now I'm on other people's time. You know, I'm asking for things and it's just like, yeah, I can have that to you next week. Dang, well, I feel like I can have that to me in an hour. But, you know, that's probably my son in Virgo. But, you know, again, we won't talk about that. But here we are.
I have a question. So who are the Mecision Cubes? Who are they for?
So the Mecision Cubes are for those who suffer from burnout, and decision fatigue. You might be a teacher who's overwhelmed in the education system. Being a teacher, it is a very hard job. It is a hard job. Working in the school system is a hard job. The decision cubes are for those who have families. You know, being a parent, being a caretaker, being a provider of some sort. You know, there are a lot of times where we're constantly looking out for others, but taking those moments for me are essential to replenishing, you know, your cup. Decision cubes are for musicians. We're constantly burning ourselves out in the studios and creating and feeling like this has to get done now. And we'll look up and have not eaten or stretched or taken a shower. You know, I'm guilty of all of those things. So decision cubes they're really for everybody that's wanting to take that moment for themselves and show themselves a little bit of care.
Absolutely. So decision
cubes really
are for everybody, huh?
I like that. When I used the decision with the first design that came out, first thing I thought of was students, because oftentimes adults have decision fatigue, but I also feel like students don't make decisions. So I like this is extremely helpful.
That's real. You know, I've started to incorporate them in my classroom. Many of my students, even though I teach pre-K through fourth grade, many of my third and fourth graders did not know the term gratitude. And I thought that was like a simple one to start off with. But, you know, it goes to show it's like, okay, we don't know what this is. Okay, well, decision is needed for some of these kids, because having gratitude at a young age and just starting off, like, especially with the kids these days, like we definitely won't get into that, but you know, I've been trying to bring them into my classroom a whole lot more, but definitely for the older folks, older kids, necessary.
That makes perfect sense. You imagine it, just think of a pair of die or dice, and you roll them, and on each side there are different prompts that you could take. So I feel like with decision cues, I love them because they could also be a divination tool. They can also just be fun. I had saw a set of die similar, but it was like for dating, and it was just like eat tacos, do this, you know, paint your toes. So it's definitely helpful for folks who have a hard time making a decision, hence decision. When we come back from this break, Asha, I definitely want to ask you about your process for your curating the playlist. But for now, we'll go to the station break.
All right.
Whether it's the courage to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and genocide, or our commitment to presenting jazz and all of its extensions, as well as other liberatory musical forms, blues, hip-hop, house, WPFW has been an unwavering partner in the fight for social justice and the preservation of the culture. Now's the time for you to display your courage and commitment to truly independent press by donating during our winter pledge drive from February 9th through the 22nd. It is with your generous financial support that WPFW, this emancipatory educational media outlet, continues to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Awesome. Welcome back to the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks on the Inside Out Collective on WPFW. Today is the Love Offering edition, as we are in our winter fun drive, and we are still passing the plate around for you to put a little something or a lot of something into it. Without your support, we wouldn't be here speaking truth to power, amplifying the voices of the marginalized, and giving power to the people. Give us, offer, share, send a love offering by calling 202-588-5555. 1-800-222-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can also hit us up on the website at wpfwfm.org and click donate. Or I feel like I'm at church now because church has like 20 different ways to give, okay? Or you can also cash app us at $WPFWFM or text WPFW to 801-801. Did y'all get all of that? Basically, at the end of the day, send down the love. A love offering, I think, is something a little bit more special than just your regular donation, right? When you're in service, a love offering is like someone just poured out to you, usually a guest preacher, a guest psalmist, the pastor, someone just poured out into you in a really particular and special way. And this is not your tithes. This is not your offering. This is not going to keep the light bills on. This is going to encourage that artist, that person that encouraged you. So if WPFW, if Inside Out Collective, if any of the awesome radio programmers that are on this channel have ever poured into you, this is your invitation and your chance to pour back into them with a love offering. Hit up the website at wpfw.org or give a call at 202-588-9739. We are here with Asha Santi, who is a musician, a teacher, a pianist, a percussionist, a singer, a band leader, all the things. And they're here to talk to us about Mecision Cubes, their new project that helps people change their lives, really. And so with Mecision, they have also made curated playlists that are available on Spotify and probably Apple Music as well. And those playlists is one called Gratitude, is one called, I just listened to the gratitude one a lot. So tell us about the other ones. Oh, meditate. I like the meditate one too. Okay. Those are the two I listen to, but I'm just going to tell us about the other ones and the process of making those playlists.
Yes. Thank y'all again for having me here. The cubes, they're a pair of die, and one cube is for the wellness action. So we have six wellness actions that we call the Mecision Method. Gratitude, your genius, which is around your hobbies, the projects that you've put down and on the shelf over the years that you feel like you don't have time for. Gratitude, movement, declutter, and break. And so what I did was I realized that I had the cube that gave me the action. I had the cube that gave me the amount of time that I was to spend on that action. But even after a couple of years of having this, I was lacking the motivation. And so as a musician, I embody like the power of music. I know that it has the ability to move us when we don't want to be moved. it's that powerful. So I was like, okay, that's what we're missing, the motivation to this piece. So I curated playlists for each of the wellness actions. And I think that was a really fun part of creating this product, because I just got to sit and listen to music. It was very intentional. It took a long time because each song, I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm listening to the movement of them, like the feeling it gives me. So these playlists are definitely based off of, you know, my feelings. And I just started building playlists. All right, this feels like something that I would want to hear if I'm working on a project that I haven't visited in years. This feels like something that I want to hear if I'm just taking a break and I can almost just zone out with it. This is something that I want to hear when I want to move my body, because I actually would like to move at this place, whether it be a jumping jack or on a bike or walking. I'm going to walk to this pace. So yeah, that's where the playlists come from. Each playlist has well over the amount of time that the cubes has. They average on about three to four hours. per playlist, and they're both right now on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah, the intentionality is very deep all up and through these Mecision cubes, and just Mecision as the brand in general. I know that you have more than cubes to offer with Mecision. I know something super, super special and unique is coming up. And you have things to wear. Tell us about that super amazing visceral experience that is coming up and all the things about it.
So I'll keep it real. I realized that the algorithm was not my friend at the moment. And people have not been really seeing my posts. So we've been really trying to figure out what things look like as far as promotion, social media wise. Long story short, I was just like, I can't depend on social media to get the product to the people. How do I bring the people to the product? And so I was like, we're going to curate events around all of these wellness actions. And on January 1st, I sat in front of my whiteboard. I was like, all right, God, what is it? What we finna do? And the move out came in less than 10 minutes. And I stared at that whiteboard. I wrote one name that didn't resonate. And then the move out came and I was like, oh snap, that's it. And literally for an hour, I just poured out on that whiteboard. And the move out is an experience for inner transformation through pulse and flow. And it's so many things. But to keep it short, the move out is going to focus on the release of energies that don't serve our progress. For example, doubt, uncertainty, fear, anxiety, guilt, shame, all of those types of things. And the DJ, the mixologist, the healers, everything a part of this experience is going to be curated and designed to intentionally help all of the attendees release whatever that thing is. So our first event is going to be around doubt. Our DJ is curating a special mix that has lyrics, beats, vibrations that help us move out doubt, whether that be through dance, stretching, whatever. We have a Reiki master that'll be doing group and private Reiki sessions. We have a mixologist, Anahata. She just opened up a zero-proof bar in Union Market. She's going to be curating elixirs for us that help open up our minds, our bodies to address certain things. I realized that I was going to parties to avoid what was actually happening with me. And I was like, okay, well, especially in these times, how do I create a safe event and a fun event where we can actually address the things that are holding us back and provide almost a communal therapy of sorts? So the move out is going to be March 23rd from 4 to 7. And it's like a mini retreat. It's not a party. It's not an event that you come to and it's just like, hey, you know, what's up? You can ask somebody permission, but somebody is going to be there to intentionally address what's going on with them. We're going to have conversations of vinyasa flow. We're providing people with grounding oil. It's an all-inclusive kind of situation at an exclusive location that'll provide 5 different zones with different colors and different sonic palettes. Everything is on mecision.me. It's hard to really, you know, put it into words what it's going to be. But it will be an unforgettable experience. And then the next one is going to be anxiety. And the music, the drinks, the facilitators, we're all going to focus on the release of that.
Amazing. Amazing. I cannot wait for the move out. You said mecision.me, mecision.me.
That's
right. You mentioned God in the beginning of your statement. You sat down with God. So how do you include God / spirituality in your creative process? Speak more on that.
I mean, God is everywhere for me. And I often tell people who, you know, want to have conversations about God, you know, why do I believe in God? And I'm like, I have seen more things happen in my life through something that I cannot see versus all the things that have happened in my life where I could actually see it. Everything has happened. Everything impactful and majestic has happened in this invisible realm. And so trusting that and trusting the orchestration of when I meet somebody and an idea that I have and the timeliness of it, trusting that I'm hearing what I'm supposed to hear. So like really spending time with how it feels to me as opposed to ambition. Is it spiritual or is it ambitious for me? So God is in everything. I'm in a daily practice of trusting God, because sometimes events in my life have had to happen in order to reveal something else. And I have been doing more of a work on documenting how I've made it through each process, because it reminds me that you still gonna get what's yours. You still gonna get the promise. I'm still gonna lead you. You're still victorious. You're still gonna have success. It might not look like this right now, but remember what happened last time. So I've been just doing a lot more journaling on how events fold out, or how meetings and connections surface. So God is everywhere. God is hilarious. My God is out here just dropping the mic on jokes and walking out. Figure it out. Clap for me or not. Nah. But it's cool because I can laugh with God and be like, oh yeah, you right. You're right. I needed to sit down that whole time. I understand why you broke my leg.
One of my favorite poems is by this guy, Hafiz, and it says, me and God are like two fat people in a tiny boat. We keep bumping into each other and laughing. And I'm like, yeah. Scoot over.
You know? You know? Come see about me. Ask about
me. Yeah. And that's why we're here. That's why we're doing Fellowship Hall. That's why we're doing this work, all of us in our individual spaces and then together as a collective, inviting folks, regardless of their sexuality, regardless of their history, regardless of hurt they might have felt in the past, to have that same kind of intimacy that you're speaking about, Asha. And I thank you for being an usher, white gloves included, to get people to do what they need to do. Actually, this is me and my friend Siobhan were talking about this over the weekend, right? She was like, we need to bring, she was like, ushers, people stop not respecting ushers. Like, you need to put some respect on the usher's name and the way they walk in and what they do and go sit over, you know, they just make sure everybody is together. And so I just say that to everyone listening, put some respect on these ushers. And ushers, bring back the white gloves. That's probably why the respect is falling off, because the white gloves are not on. And when you come matching and when you come with the gloves and maybe a little lapel pin that people recognize, like if you say sit here, then I need to sit there, not because I be having my place where I like to sit. Is that how you want to?
Yes, the white gloves mean business.
White gloves mean business.
White gloves mean business.
Authority right now. Sit here. Over.
I agree with you. I agree. The white gloves need to come back because I used to have them. I'm the usher boy.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Asha has offered a sermonic selection. This is WPFW 89.3 FM. We are in our funds drive. So before we get to our sermonic selection, I want you to call up 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. We also got something from Angela Stepanzik. Boom. Thank you. $30, baby. Shout out to you. We appreciate you. You can also hit up the website, wpfwfm.org. Or text WPFW to 801-801. Right now, we're going to have God's property up above my head, the fellowship hall. Let's go.
Even in those times.
All right. And that was Above My Head by God's Property. And this is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks, the love offering edition on Inside Out. And you are listening to Daffo, Jay Flower, and myself, Jay Barber, on WPFW FM 89.3. Throw something in the offering plate by calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can hit up the website at wpfwfm.org and click donate. Also, Cash App us at $WPFWFM or text WPFW to 801-801. And we're back. Thank you all so much for the laughs behind the scenes. The Usher commentary was legendary. Thank you. Brought back memories.
Absolutely. 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 Oh, man. How can people get in contact, keep in touch with your creations, Asha, Boom, Santee, your art, your music, the Move Out, Mecision, all of these wonderful things that you have curated with intention for the people?
Absolutely. Everything right now is on mecision.me, mecision.me. And I just want to say this right quick. There's a lot of things that's been happening around job security. My household has been affected by that, especially within the federal government. And so today we actually made the decision to offer $20 off of the Move Out tickets. So if you go to our website, you'll see a banner at the top. All you gotta do is put No Doubt in the promo code area, and you'll receive $20 off of a single admission ticket. On Instagram, mecision.me as well. My personal Instagram is just my name, Asha Adia Santee. AshaAdiaSantee. And you either catch me in the classroom. I'm not out a whole lot these days, but you can definitely catch me online every now and then. But
all things Mecision. In the classroom. How are we going to catch you in the classroom? How is that possible, Asha? Get out of here. Catch me in the classroom. What? Who am I? But
listen, I do it for the laughs. I do it for the laughs.
This is bring your friend to work day class. This is who wanted to just hang out. And I said, I couldn't hang. I wasn't for the streets no more. So. Listen,
we're always looking for a career day volunteers. So for real, catch me in the classroom.
We are all educators on these airways, all four of us. Wow. I mean, I know
yourself. I am a recovering educator.
But you were at one time. You still are teaching. You still are teaching people in different ways, Jay Flower. Okay, so you know what I'm saying.
Heavy on the sobriety. Heavy. 66 years. 66 years. Won't ever catch me in a classroom again.
God bless. That's why I'm not in the classroom. I'm a specialist because I just shout out to Jay Barber because. Teacher with those kids all day. Wow. You know, it's special. No diggity, no doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, man. Yo, we're so grateful that you pulled up on us, Asha Boom Santee. Cannot wait for the Move Out. Get you some Mecision cubes. Mecision.me, mecision.me. Get you some, your mama some, your daddy some, your cousin some, your brother, your sister, your sibling, your pastor, your church, your classroom. Everybody needs some Mecision cubes. And come on out to the Move Out on the 23rd of March. It's going to be an extraordinary experience. Once again, this is WPFW, the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out. If you want to give a love offering, please do not hesitate. Do it now. $WPFWFM for Cash App. Call 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. Or hit up the website at WPFWFM.org. Yo, it's the Fellowship Hall. I'm Daffo.
I'm Jay Flower.
Jay Barber here.
And we are out.
God. Have a good one, everybody. Have a great week.
Right now.
Asha. Peace.
Thank you, production.
Thank you, Asha.
Thank you for Asha. Having
me. Sir.
Yo, lift them high in the sky for the most time. Listen, what?
Climate Friday host Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr. is but one of the black voices in climate and environmental justice that will be featured at this year's Taking Nature Black Conference, March 5th through the 8th. Presented by Nature Forward and themed Reclamation and Resilience, with both online and in-person participation for connection, knowledge, inspiration, and more.